Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of Corey and Kevin Talk About Nothing. If you're tuning in for the first time,
I'm Corey.
I'm Kevin, and welcome to our podcast talk show.
Hello, welcome, welcome.
Welcome. I feel like it's been a while because we're recording on a Thursday instead of a Monday.
Yeah, threw me off a little bit. Yeah. At the same time.
Feels like we've missed a lot of time.
Yeah.
I just wanted to bring this to your attention. Before we start, There's a movie called Dungeons and Dragons coming out, and if anybody's been listening, we've started and we're on this Lost Minds of Fandalvar, and it's been a blast. I'm clearly obsessed. And what I was thinking is, since the movie's coming out, our entire party, if the DM could come too, though, if the entire party and the DM could go to the theater to see it, I think that would be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely be down.
Just get that together.
All right, I'm in.
Perfect. So on our show, we talk about movies. We talk about usually a big budget movie, and then a little to no budget movie.
Yeah.
Because we like everything from A to Z. I guess that's kind of a misconception. I don't want to say we like everything from A to Z. I'll say we'll watch it and then we'll let you know if we're
liking it. That's true. We'll let you know how we feel. Yeah, but like we will watch anything out there.
Yeah. Well, send it out. Also, send it to us. We won't watch anything.
Well, it's got to be a movie that can be played in theaters.
Yeah.
How you like that?
Yeah, that works for me.
That's better,
don't
right?
Don't be sending us your filth.
Exactly. I don't want to see that.
I'll tell you what, though. This 922 Productions, that's what it's called, right?
Yeah. 922, or the $5
yeah,
film.
$5 film. It looks like during the making of this... So the two movies that we're going to talk about is Lightyear, the Disney Pixar movie, and Ramen Sucker Punch, the Dan Lotz 922 films... $5 film is something. A lot of production stuff going on there.
Absolutely.
While they were doing Ramen Sucker Punch, the guy with the mustache, he was making a movie in Florida called Hell is a Timeshare in Florida. So I would like to watch that next.
Oh, okay.
If that's cool with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I'm totally fine with that. Because I did enjoy him. You know, he played this part pretty well.
Yeah, and he was funny in the in that other one, too. Yeah. Or not necessarily funny, but just, like, decent. So.
Yeah, the acting was there.
Yeah. All right, cool. So we want to go with the typical, right, where we'll talk about the no-budge. The no-budge?
The no-budge.
I don't know if that works.
I try to, like, drag it out to make it sound better.
No budge. All right, listeners, let us know if no budge.
Yeah.
Hashtag no budge. I don't think that comes across. Anyways.
Nope. Hey, send us your ideas, please.
Yeah.
Links. We're in need. Send them all. Yeah. So tell me, Kevin. I mean, how did I'll let you talk about this one. Raymond Sucker Punch. Give me your feel about it.
I'll tell you, I left this movie really wanting ramen.
Oh, 100%. But like, okay, not in a packet.
Not in
ramen.
A packet.
I want real ramen.
I want real ramen. I want the egg. I want the egg in
for
ramen.
Sure. Okay, can I tell you a quick side story? I went to Colorado. My brother took me to a backyard ramen noodle like spot, right? Hey, literally, it's you go through a alleyway and you get there, and then you have a tent with it. They serve you ramen noodles in a bowl. Okay,
very
threw
cool,
me
yeah.
off, but that was my first real one, and I liked it.
Oh, okay,
but it was like, okay, take a pack of ramen noodles, times it by two, add an egg, add real chicken into it, and then like the one I got was like really hot.
Oh,
so it was
spicy.
A mixture of like all kinds of stuff that was like, okay, hold on a second, you know? And I'm weird. I know this is, I'm probably one of the only people that think this way. I'm weird about a soft egg. So the eggs and soup don't make sense to me. I don't love it. Just saying. Eggs, if you give me a whole egg that's
this
hot.
This guy's wild.
That's what I'm saying. I'm probably the only one that thinks that way, but it throws me off. I bit into it, and it felt like it was just slimy grossness in my mouth, and ever since, I'm like, I can't do that again. I can never. If you give me an egg and soup, I'm taking that thing out, putting it on the side.
Oh, that's so weird, man.
Yeah.
Sorry. I love eggs anyways. I'm Charlie Kelly about some eggs. Man. Well, you I'm seriously. I'm Frank Reynolds about some eggs.
Yeah, to say, wait a minute. Yeah.
I'll go crow Frank eggs. Reynolds on some eggs.
Yeah.
May I would you like this egg in these trying times? or that commercial. Egg is just
just
a prototype. Yeah. But anyways.
Sorry. That went off way too far.
No, yeah. Yeah. Actually, so my wife and I are celebrating 7 years on the 29th, and we have that day off, so we're actually going to go find ramen.
Nice.
I know. I was like, I have to I have a good bowl of ramen now. I feel like I've seen. I mean,
Hopefully you don't have to do what they have to do to get the good bowls of ramen. No, I'm just saying.
Yeah, gosh, I'll just pay for it.
100%.
So, I feel like since we watched Chlorine, that we kind of got like a feel for like these types of films. So like the pacing is a little slower, and it's we're focused more on like the in this one I felt like more on the drama aspect of anything. I enjoyed it. I'll say the amazing intro. It was phenomenal with the music, the title credits, and just doing the mundane task of eating ramen. So I really enjoyed it. I don't know if you saw, I reached out to Dan Lotz because I said I have to have the soundtrack for this because I absolutely love that Bad Boy song that was played throughout, and then at the end I made my wife listen to it today. She's like, I love that song. I'm like, I know, it's so good. So thank you. That's been a pleasure of watching these movies too, of the soundtracks.
You've talked about majority of the indie films that we've watched so far.
I mean, all I do is talk about soundtracks, man.
All the time. But that just shows you that it's a step up on your list. That's all I'm saying.
Oh,
you got a good soundtrack, you're like, ooh, it's at 80%.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're doing good.
Yeah, that's three inhaler puffs. I'm just saying.
Yeah. So, I kind of wrote my thoughts down during this movie, and one of the things I said, I want to know if he actually bought the insurance.
Yeah.
Then I realized, no, he definitely didn't.
Why is that?
Because the dude just wound up stealing all sorts of stuff. He's definitely not buying insurance.
That's true.
Also, I'm wondering, is the guy that they killed at the end, was that George that was on the phone trying to sell the insurance? Because he was the only one who talked about mukbang ramen. So I have an intriguing question. Mukbang ramen.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe he was the insurance salesman. And then I would like to these were my thoughts. Okay. On a decent portion of the movies. I said, I like the idea that you don't judge a book by its cover. Thinking that this main character's a bum, thinking he's just living off of whatever, and really he's got pain. So I said, you don't know the full story. You don't know the pain that someone might be going through. Preconceived ideas of who a person is, but you may be only seeing the surface. Humans are onions, and those layers go deep. So it's intriguing to be so judgmental versus someone that maybe you just met or you don't understand, and really understand that there are more things going on than that you see. So I really enjoyed that they worked that in, gave it a good theme. And then I said, this is like an unlikely duo becomes a buddy dramedy.
That's
fully
funny.
Submerge I like themselves. That. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And they fully submerge themselves in the criminal life, raising the stakes, you know?
That's awesome. I like that.
I think the true problem of this movie is boredom.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, I enjoyed it. I really enjoyed it. I like the dialogue. I like, obviously, like the camera shots, the cinematography, the lighting is beautiful. The audio is exceptional. The only thing I would say is like some scenes are just like really drawn out. But at least there weren't any like those weird fireworks. Remember that in DeLorean where they just like had the weird fireworks scene? It was just like probably could have cut that and saved us like 10 minutes. But
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
This I couldn't like justify like. Like I could see, like it's not that long, so it's not like you're making me excruciating. It's not excruciatingly painful to go through some of these longer scenes, but you could see like where maybe doing a little trimming wouldn't be a bad idea. But ultimately, I didn't care either. Like I said, it's short enough to where it's not like a problem. It's just that I love people to work on their craft, so I'm not gonna say it's perfect.
Yeah.
You know, everything can use some work, I guess. Anyways, because you can say that about any movie. Except for Interstellar, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Okay? You cannot talk about them except for they are perfect.
That's the best movie in the world.
And Arrival. And so many others. There's too many. I don't even want to go down that rabbit hole. But anyways, I really like... The cinematography, man. I really like the lighting. I really like the feel of these movies because I feel like the camera positioning, the way that it kind of works around is we're like in the van with them. We're
in
the apartment with them.
100%. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you even think like a bonus for me, sorry, was like the Grand Theft Auto thing. Yes. So the Grand Theft Auto thing, right? So when they're actually playing Grand Theft Auto, they're talking about it, and they turn around, and he's actually playing it. I don't know why. Like, that was kind of, like, a thing to me that's, like, it was kind of, like, it made that whole feeling of what you're just talking about there. Like, it just made you, like, oh, you're really hanging out with these guys in the room as, like, you kind of just, it was actually awesome. And another thing, too, is I think it was really fun, all right? And then, but, like, the scenes, just to your point of the scenes dragging out, okay? I don't want to, like, go too far away from that. But, so with the scenes dragging out a little bit, there was one scene that I think even, I was just thinking their names. The dude with the mustache, okay? That dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, sorry, I'm just drawing a blank. Okay, anyways, so they look.
To be honest, he gives a few names, and now I'm drawing a blank too. Because Marcus picking up somebody else's order, and then he was like Jared or something picking up somebody else's order. So like, I actually kind of don't remember, but no, go ahead.
Oh my gosh, I could have sworn I just had it, but anyways, so there was a scene that you could see him, like. For probably, I mean, it was just a shorter period of time, but it's something that caught my eyes. You see his eyes do this. And what it looked like to me, okay, and this is just my opinion on it, what it looked like to me, because there's only one thing happening. He was grabbing something out of the bag, okay? That's all he was doing. He was grabbing something out of a bag. And then when he kept doing this, I think what it looked like to me was like, almost like a reset. Like, you know how, like, sometimes, like, you know what I mean? Like, when let's just say you're acting, okay?
Oh, like, take after take kind of thing.
Exactly. And you know how, like, you, like, lean, like, you, like, get back into it, like, you didn't like that, or they weren't ready for you or something. Yeah. You're kind of practicing your entrance, right? That's almost, to me, what it looked like in that sense of it. It was kind of funny, and I'm like, man, that's hilarious. I rewound it, and actually going into it, it doesn't, like, that's not like it doesn't make any sense at all, like, that part of waiting, but at the same time, it was, like, drawn out. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. And I think even the actor can tell in that one scene. Like, how long is he just going to sit there and stare at the guy when he's pulling one thing out of a bag? That's all I'm saying. Like, I just think it was like one of those things that, once again, cut or reshoot. That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? That's all I'm getting at. It was a great. Okay. So my opinion about the movie, loved it. I thought it was really funny. The storyline I thought was great. I thought it was really actually like. I mean, when I say great, what I mean by that is like it's a good story. I don't want to say like I love the story, but it's like a good story if put together well.
It's not your, like, typical.
Exactly, which was sweet. I actually had a lot of fun with it. You know what I mean? The ending of it I thought was pretty. You know, they got one bullet, man. That's all they need, right?
Well, he loads one and then puts a clip in.
The clip looked empty to me. I think. Oh, did it? The clip looked empty.
Because in one scene, they had a bunch of bullets out.
Okay, so maybe. I just, for some reason, in my mind, I instantaneously went empty clip, round in the chamber, right? Like, that's so he had the one bullet to shoot him with. And then, in the end scene, he only shoots one bullet. Yeah. So that's why
I thought I was right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. You see what I'm saying?
Now, like, that's all I'm saying. I feel like I'm going to go back and look, but I feel like, because there's a scene where he's like sitting like this on the table, there's like a whole bunch of bullets out.
Yeah, I remember now that you say that. I remember that scene too. I wasn't thinking about that.
Well, but if he didn't load the clip and he only put one in, hey.
So I'm just saying there was one empty bullet. He cocked it, put it in there, took it with him. That's all I'm saying. But anyways, so like I said, I think the whole idea and the fun part of about this movie in general is actually I had a great time with this movie.
Yeah. It's like guerrilla warfare out there. They're filming at their own locations. They're filming at their own spots. It's got like this really good ground level feel to it, where these characters are grounded and you believe these characters. Like the main character, I feel like I know that character. I feel like I know like people like that. Yeah. You know what I mean? So like I just feel like, you know, it felt like. And it felt good because it just felt like they were relatable characters.
For sure.
One of my favorite scenes, though, because it just struck me as so funny, was when he's walking. The main character's walking, and the dude is like breaking into the car. And he just goes, "Huh?"
Yeah.
And then he gets in the car, and drives off, and I'm thinking like, "Yeah, I'm not sure what to expect. Like, are you gonna try to stop him?" But like, it was just like, "Huh?" Like. Oh, that's interesting. You know, that's it. Oh, that's so funny, man.
That's it.
Yeah, for some reason that cracked me up. Huh. So yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like I said, I mean, I know it's fun to shoot on no budget, and I know like this folk filmmaking stuff is a lot of fun. Especially because we get to watch it and you're putting it out there for free. Like you're putting your blood, sweat, and tears into it. So like it is truly appreciated. But I would love to see what you could do with a budget. Like,
oh, for sure.
You've got such skill that, yeah. Like, I would love to see what the Dan Lotz crew, the 922 Productions, the $5 film, whatever.
Yeah, the film school. That's what it is. So I kind of want to look into the film school to see if it's actually like, is it truly a school? You know,
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. So if it's a school and like it's kind of like a teaching or a college, maybe that's why they're putting out these films, right? Which would make sense. You know what I mean? That's you know what I mean? I don't know if that's true or not. You know what I mean? It sounds like it's Dan Lotz, a production film, but at the same time, I wondered if it is like the school and that's where some of these actors are coming from. Some of these, you know what I mean? Some of these things.
Well, if you pay attention to the credits, his mom and dad were in this one. His wife was in this one.
Yeah, I just think it's going to use people because it's a college. So you're going to, I'm just saying if it's a small college or something, you're going to use people also around you to do it, right? Like, that makes it more personal. I was just going with your thing.
Yeah, like look at our 48-hour film project where it's like, those are all of our friends and family. So,
all of them.
Yeah, all of them. Because I am too weird to reach out, like, hey, you want to be in a movie?
Yeah.
I mean, we have tried, but like, it's funny how many people cancel the day it comes up. Oh, that sounds awesome. Yeah, we'll be there. No shows, bunch of no shows. Constantly get no shows. But anyway, so that's also a thing. You know, congrats on getting your characters, your actors to show up.
Yeah,
congrats on running a cohesive story on minimal budgets, on minimal characters. And I like we just been saying, I really enjoyed it. So, yeah, I would like to continue this trend and watch a few more of these. Obviously, like, we'll sprinkle in other ones. You know, it can't just be the Dan Lotz 922 $5 Film School podcast.
That's true. Yeah.
But I would like to see this. And my YouTube, you know, it just pops up with this Hell is a Timeshare in Florida. It's just, I'm like, yeah, that sounds funny. So, that one and then... We'll get with it. I think we have some. I think we have another one too. But anyways,
yeah, I'll have to pull up the list again to go make sure.
Yeah,
but I don't know.
Okay, so yeah, do you have any more thoughts on Ramen Sucker Punch?
No. I mean, I think that you stole a word right out of my mouth saying how bad you want to pack a ramen noodles now. You know, I want you know.
Oh no, I don't want to pack ramen noodles.
Well, no, I mean,
I want to go to
Dude,
I'm going to the store to get it. I'm going to a restaurant to get it, sir.
And you let me know where you find one, because I would go there some other point.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I'm just saying. I don't know if there's one around here that you can get true. And maybe my mind is that it doesn't matter. Anyways.
Ooh, I just realized that this podcast comes out on the 29th, right? That Monday.
Yeah.
That's really cool because that's the day I'll be eating the...
Oh, well, that's true.
But also, shout out to NASA. Yeah, we're shooting up a rocket. NASA hasn't shot up shit in forever, man.
Yeah.
We're starting the Artemis project, so I'm really, really excited about that. So we'll be paying attention to launch day.
Are they going to? They're going to the moon. Is that right?
So this first thing is going to be like this pathway. But ultimately, by, like, 2025, this whole project will be putting, like, people on the moon to establish a base and stuff.
Got it. Okay.
So, like, there's a few phases that are going on.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay.
I did have just, like, a few more things to talk about Ramen Sucker Punch, because I don't want to overlook, like the dialogue and, like I said, the drama aspect. I feel like action is so easy to go to, especially, like, on a no budget, just because, like, fake guns and After Effects and all sorts of different things are just generally easy to do, and you don't have to worry about story, where this worries about story and dialogue and character development. So even if the character development is bad, because clearly in this movie the character development turns them bad, so I just really enjoyed it, and I wanted to, you know, I wasn't sure like where we were going to follow this main character to his job, but it was really interesting to see him just like living in this pain, going back to the same park every work day, you know, to kind of relive those happy memories that he had, and then finally getting it off his chest, although he's still a little unstable apparently, because like one advance that was, you know, not welcomed or whatever, asking Jessica on a date, you know, he turned into a bit of a psycho. So hey Jessica, you dodged a bullet, because that man's a psycho.
Yep.
But I really enjoyed that, because it, you know, it also brings the characters closer together. There's like now more of an understanding. I feel like anytime anybody learns more about you, you're then brought closer, because you just have like a better understanding of where this person's come from, how this person works, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, so absolutely. Yeah.
I just I really enjoyed that. So good work. Enjoyed it.
Two thumbs up.
Yeah, two thumbs up. Really enjoyed it. So yeah, we'll check out what else they got.
Absolutely. Yeah, keep sending them.
Great job, reminder guys. Though, if you have a movie that you want us to watch, please send us the screener, send us the link, send us the file, send us whatever. Tweet us. Get a hold of us. We'll watch it. We want to watch it.
Yep.
We have no problem giving you credit on where credit's due. We have no problem of saying, hey, this needs work. So,
yep, fix it. We give free advice. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Yeah. All our work's pro bono.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You want to move on to our next movie?
Yeah. Oh.
My boy Chris Evans voices this one.
Yeah.
You know, after seeing him as the bad guy in The Gray Man, it's nice to hear his voice in a good guy. Like, I like my Chris Evans bad, but like, hey, let's get back to kind of a Captain America vibe.
Captain here, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, for sure. Yeah, good range. Let's go back.
Yeah, let's go back. Yeah. So, Lightyear. I loved it. I thought it was awesome. I thought it was great.
I thoroughly enjoyed this one as well. I think. See, I was also a huge, like, Toy Story is one of like probably top five kid movies like at the time.
Oh,
right. So yeah. 100%. So I mean, it might be top three. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying top five easily for sure. So, I really enjoyed it. Right. Yeah. What are you gonna say?
I was gonna say some of the best movies are just toys coming back to life, and I just realized like some of my top favorites. Toy Story, obviously, with toys are coming back. Yeah. Small Soldiers.
Yes,
toys
I was going to say.
Indian in the Cupboard. Are you kidding me?
I forgot about that one. I wasn't
my 3D
about that.
Printer like kind of makes me feel like I at least have an Indian in the cupboard.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I have to make them talk, but
yes, always.
Least,
yeah.
At least I get to just make them.
But you don't know what happens when you walk away.
Actually, they're causing a ruckus. I have an army right now.
Yeah,
that's
for
just
sure.
Sitting out. They're causing a ruckus.
Yeah. Huh. But so, anyways,
so, yeah.
Love Toy Story. Okay. Yeah. So with that whole thing came out, and because I was actually excited about this movie, you know what I mean, coming out, and I was excited to see it, you know. But at the same time, though, I just can't help it. It's not. Not that I don't want to watch the Disney cartoony, those type of films, but at the same time, though, like, you know, I don't have children, you know? I don't have some that person to, like, bring it up to me and make me want to watch it more, right? That's all I'm saying. You know what I mean? I don't know what it is about my brain.
I wanted to watch this one before my daughter did.
What? I'm not saying I didn't want to watch it. I'm just saying, like, I'm like, that one really piqued my interest. But at the same time, though, you waited until
when? When do you go throw it on?
Yeah, but also, how long did you wait to watch this after
you could? Until Clem wanted to watch it.
Until Clementine was ready. That's all I'm saying. You know, I'm just saying. I'm putting it out there that I feel the same way. That all of a sudden, it's like, so I was forced to watch it. And guess what, bro? Here we are
forced
and loved it.
Okay, whatever. We'll pass that. We'll pass over that forced to watch it. We'll just pass over that. Like, he doesn't have an equal voice in this podcast. This guy's a filthy liar.
No, you take the force that I'm telling that you forced me to. I'm forced to watch it because we're talking about it on the podcast. Some forcing.
Anyways, let's just move on. Yeah. Sink. Dip out. Peace.
Yeah.
This is now Kevin talks about nothing.
Yes.
But, no, I really enjoyed it. So, another Disney Pixar movie where... get a little teary-eyed, you know, the whole relationship that blasts through because, hey, it's only 4 minutes for me, but it's 6 years, or, yeah, right? No, 4 years. It was four, no.
What, you're talking about the very beginning of it?
Yeah, because I know the last jump was 22 years.
I think it was.
I feel like, it's 4 years.
It was four or six.
Four because, When he comes back the first time, she's like, I have a girlfriend. And he's like, you just met her? And she's like, no, I met her three years ago. So it kind of plays into that 4 years. That's 4 years. Go back and rewatch it. 4 years.
I trust you.
Don't. Hey, I'm just kidding.
Whoa.
I know.
Guys, he's angry.
I pulled out.
He's angry.
I refuse to.
Yes, say.
Anyways.
I'm forced to do this.
The amount. Don't talk about it anymore. They don't need to know that. Corey's actually in a separate room in my house.
I was going to say, guys, like I'm right over there.
On the other side of the basement, the dungeon. Shut up over there. I mean, talk on the podcast, but shut up over there. Anyways, it was like really sad to be like, I want to correct this so bad that I'm willing to just speed through everybody's lives. You know, but my own and these people lived an entire life, created families, created roots on this planet. And he's like, I'm ready to get off this thing because, yeah, dude, you've only been gone in a couple hours or maybe a couple days. And instead, a whole generation is coming up. So it was just got to be a little teary eyed because it's like, man, it's just how crazy to just blast through. It's like the Click situation. You just blast through everything. You're going to miss out some moments. And that's what I really loved about that part where, you know, it's kind of like, I feel like we could just talk about the movie, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think so. Where, like, we know who Berserk is. And his thinking has changed. The young Buzz Lightyear, his thinking has changed because he's witnessed that. Yeah, she wanted to be a Space Ranger again, but would she really have given that up to have a child, to have a life partner, to love and have all of that there? Like, she would have to make that choice. And so she can't. Yeah. She should be given, like, you know. So I just really, like, really enjoyed that moment. Just, like, touchy-feely, you know, good old Pixar stuff. Where you're like, I know you don't understand this, Clementine, but this is heartbreaking.
And you're hugging her?
Yeah. Don't grow up.
Yeah.
Don't grow up. I loved Socks. I loved all the characters, especially the lady who can't touch any weapons because she's on parole. You know, like, when he's like, hand me that, she's like, I can't touch that on account of my parole. Parole? Like, and then when he's asking her, like, what did you get? What led to your incarceration? I blew some stuff up. She's like blowing stuff up at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm loving this.
She got it. That's for sure.
I loved all the characters. I loved them all. It was such a fun movie. The only thing that got me hung up was this alternate reality Buzz, because our Buzz lands on the planet after 22 years, where that one hit 4 years and then sped off. And when he sped off, he branched a reality, so that when he branched that reality off, this Buzz comes in at the 22-year mark. So it was just like, it's almost unfathomable without, like, let's go through this logically.
Yes.
Where, like, I know it's kind of like a kid's movie, so, like, kids don't give a crap, but here's my brain, like, you know, like, spinning, like, okay, how does this make sense? Let's put this logically. And so I did a bit of, like, research where I'm like, okay, I feel like that makes sense. And so I'm not as bothered by it anymore, but I'm like, man, they just go right over it. Oh, I just broke time and branched a new reality and did this, and we're just going to scoot over that. How about let's go back in time, you know? So that was my only thing where I'm like, what the? How is this possible? Because if you remember in the original Toy Story, the Legend of Zurg is, they play it off of Star Wars, where Zurg is Buzz's father. So it's changed in this, where it's just Buzz, just a older alternate version.
I forgot. I wasn't even thinking about that. I didn't tie the Buzzerg. I didn't tie that into the storyline of Toy Story 1, but you're 100% right. You are 100% right about that.
So, and then there's some gripes people have with, like, Tim Allen not being the voice. And I, like, kind of, I would be interested to see what that would be like, but how they posed it, and I don't know if it's whatever, right? I don't want to, you know, get into speculation, but how they posed it was that, you know, Tim Allen was voicing the toy, and the toy is goofier, you know, where Buzz Lightyear, the movie based on the Space Ranger, is more of a serious.
That's not the Buzz that was flying around the room.
Exactly. So I'm like, that to me makes total sense, especially with, in 1995, there was an Andy who had a toy. This is that movie. You know, I'm like, I'm like, this is sweet. I've seen what Andy saw in 95, baby.
That's
awesome, man. That's so cool. So I understand, especially because Tim Allen and Buzz Lightyear is synonymous. Like that's Buzz Lightyear to me.
That's Buzz Lightyear, yes.
But I understand why you would go with, like, but, like, why not give him the opportunity to make a more serious voice? I don't know. It doesn't matter. I loved it. I love Chris Evans, so it didn't really matter. But.
And maybe they did, dude. Maybe, you know what I mean? Wonder if.
Maybe they did. Exactly. Work. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the full story.
Yeah, for sure. I get what you're saying, though. Because you're right. I mean, it did throw me off at the very beginning of hearing Buzz, that it was not this Buzz that I know of my entire life.
Doesn't,
you
know, have, like, the goofy, like,
yeah, the exactly. Chin, it's not a toy. Like, you know, yeah. Yeah,
right.
It's
right. It's a real not life. The toy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. For sure.
That's why I think it definitely works. Like, I don't have a gripe against the movie because they did that. But it would, you know. Anyways, so yeah, great movie.
It was great. It was actually and to your point, it's a kid movie. But I don't care. I enjoyed the movie. Yeah. That's the thing. I don't care what they tell me. You know what I mean? And I did have, like, those little bit of, you know, same type of feelings you have. Not as much. You know what I mean? Once again, you have a daughter that you're staring at with, like, that whole aspect of everything. So I think that, like, for you, you have something to stare at about while thinking about that. You know what I mean? I'm just saying, it's a little one. You know what I mean? That's all I mean by that. So, like, you don't want that to happen. For me, it doesn't hit me all the time, just like that aspect of things. You know what I mean? So it's like, I didn't get emotional like you did.
Oh, I get emotional with all. Like the Pixar Inside Out. Are you kidding me? My God. See, Up.
I haven't seen. I'm just kidding. I've seen Up. I've seen, what was the first one you said? In and Out.
Inside Out. It's not the old In and Out, bro. It's not the old In and Out. No,
dude,
way.
Pixar switching gears.
Me and my drooches. We're not hanging out all like that. No.
That's what. No, but okay. So the Inside Out, I've not seen that one. I have seen Up. So good. So, but I guess I'm thinking about more Disney movies. There is actually quite a bit of new Disney movies. I didn't realize how many there was that I haven't seen. I just don't have. That's all I'm saying. So
I don't think like I. So Disney movies are fine, but I feel like Pixar. Like, I know it's Disney Pixar, so you could pick that however you want. But
the
Pixar aspect of it has always had, like, that adult emotion to it. Like, there's always been, like, these adult undertones where, like, it's enjoyable by both parties because they've found a way to, like, stack both experiences on top of each other. And that, they've always been able to do that. Watch Inside Out. Kid or not. You had a childhood.
You had a childhood, man.
Inside Out.
I knew you're taking that wrong. I'm not saying Clementine is forcing you to watch
it. No, I know. I don't want you to think that is like an additional, because at times it is, especially if certain movies are like that. That's like an additional emotional aspect. But Pixar just hits it on the head.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Up was phenomenal.
Oh, dude. First 5 minutes, everybody's like crying for like, why? What the hell, man?
Yeah, what would you do this for?
Why would you do that? And I'll tell you what, this is hilarious. It's Always Sunny had an episode where they, and I got teary-eyed there too, because I'm 100%. Like, yeah, I'm like,
because Charlie finally got the waitress. I mean, Jesus, babies, dude, I'm gonna cry right
waitresses
now.
Waitresses and janitors.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, you're 100% right. Yeah, I agree. And actually, I'm coming to be honest with you too. I actually got more emotional like the second and third time. Not emotional, I won't say like that, but you can get the feels to it. The second, third time I watched it. The first time I was just laughing because I thought it was a funny premise, right?
Yeah, right.
The second
time
you get rid of the funniness. Not that it's not funny, but it's like you already know what's happening, so it's not the surprise funny, right? So all of a sudden you start thinking about different. And dude, it hit me 100%.
It hit.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're good, man. I thought all the voice actors did a great job in Lightyear. So I thumbs up. Both of them. I'll do the effort. Let us know what your thoughts are. Who knows? Maybe some people are like, I didn't like it. I didn't actually see what did this movie
the Rotten
get
Tomatoes?
At? Yeah.
Oh, actually, it makes me mad. I had it pulled up.
I was gonna say this is your thing, man. This is your moment.
This is your moment. 75. I should have said 75. It. I knew it had 75.
Interesting. What's the audience score?
The audience score is.
Drum roll, please.
Well, I'm actually not on IMDb.
No, we don't want that. We want Rotten Tomatoes.
The Google?
No,
the Google?
Rotten Tomatoes. Do you know what Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, see, I didn't click on it. So if you go to Google, it just tells you that those. That's what I'm saying. The audience score is 84%. So,
got it. Yeah.
Sorry.
Wow. Dude, hold on. Let me Google that for you.
Loser.
84%. Anyways. That's like the gray man, man. It seems like critics and audiences just tend to be polarizing. The gray man was what, like a 40-some percent, but like an 80% on Rotten Tomatoes for the audience score? It's like, hell yeah, baby.
Did you talk about Taika Waititi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was, Mo Morrison.
He's the guy who shoots the harpoon. Yeah.
Yeah.
That voice is unmistakable.
I was gonna say, but it makes me angry because now as soon as that happened, I'm like, wait a minute. That's him. Like, what am I doing? You know, I don't know why. I don't know why I didn't think about it as I was actually listening. It makes me angry.
Yeah, Kiki Palmer, who's in the new movie Nope as well, which I think we're gonna try to watch that on Monday as well. She was Cece, I think is the name. The
Izzy.
Izzy, that's it. Okay. But yeah. I got to look one of them up. So there's Lightyear. I mean, it's just cool that we got to see this movie, because it is kind of like just an interesting. Okay. So she's from Orange Is the New Black. She's pretty funny on Orange Is the New Black as well. The lady Dale Souls, where she plays Darby, she's the one where she can't touch weapons because of her.
Yes. Yeah.
She cracked me up, man. Socks cracked me hilarious. Up too. I love Socks. I want my own. And the voice is so funny. Like when they achieve hyperspace, he's like, "That was utterly terrifying." It's just so funny because like this robotic cat Socks.
Yes.
Yeah. James Brolin as Zurg. That's just classic.
Yeah, it was actually a pretty big cast.
Oh yeah, and I knew this one. I could tell by her voice. I couldn't remember her name. Uzo Aduba. She's also from Orange Is the New Black. She plays Crazy Eyes, and I knew her voice immediately. But yeah, I liked her as Hawthorne as well. So. Yeah, I really enjoyed this this cast of voice actors. And
wait a minute, Bill Hader's in this film?
What do you mean?
It says Bill Hader is Featherhand.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. So remember the rookie in the beginning where Lightyear's like, "I don't want to take care of a rookie," and he's like, "Feather," and then he's like, "It's Featherham, sir." Wow, I didn't. You know, that's so funny. They snuck him in there. That's they so did. Funny.
And I did not know that at all. That's funny.
I didn't. Awesome. Bill Hader. There he is. Usually I'm very good. Oh, Isaiah Whitlock Jr. is the commander. I love him because he comes in. He's like, "Nope, Buzz, we don't need you anymore. We got the laser shield." You know, he's just like so excited about the laser shield, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah. Which is like, wait, we're digging in? Yep, we're digging in here. Ray got the laser shield. Good stuff, man. I really enjoyed this one. Now I'm like, I want to know what movies Sid was watching. Remember Sid from Toy Story 1? Murdering all the toys and combining them all. We got the heroic Andy watching Lightyear movies. I wonder what Sid's watching.
Yeah, he's probably seriously. Like
Friday the 13th.
Yeah, Jaws.
Nightmare on Elm Street, Jaws. Yeah. Chucky.
No, that's
Pet Cemetery. Those are the movies he's watching. He's watching Stephen 100%. King. Got it. Got
yep.
It. That makes sense to me. Yeah. I've got Pennywise just staring at me up here.
He's like, that would freak me out. He would turn his face. I would have to turn him away.
He like starts dancing and staring at me. I'm like, hey.
If his balloon pops one day, you know you're in trouble.
Unfortunately, I never got that balloon for that one. That really made me mad. It's not very cool.
I knew it was a butthurt situation for you. So, you know, I figured you set me up for it by bringing him up.
I asked so many times, can you please just ask for it? It is incomplete without it. Yeah, of course I'll ask about it. So I'll even pay for it. I don't care. I just need it.
Hey, let me tell you something, Kevin.
Make it myself.
You have a 3D printer.
Yeah, but that's crochet.
Well, yeah, but you have a red balloon, and I mean, I'm just saying.
It's not the same. Anyways, doesn't matter. So the movies that we watched this time, Lightyear, which was 2 thumbs up. Yeah. Really enjoyed it. It's like Chris Evans is on he's constantly on a roll, you know, constantly. It's just fun to see him as a bad guy and then a hero in the same
for sure
2 week period.
I was going to say, that's a crazy part. Yeah. I mean, the last 2 things we've done, he's been part of.
Exactly. Chris Evans, if you're listening, which that would be freaking wild. Hit us up, bro.
Yeah.
I'd go out and have a beer with you.
Seriously, at least one. I might have two.
Probably five.
Yeah.
Who knows? Dude probably doesn't even drink beer.
Mm-mm. It's water. Man. Power water.
Power water.
That's it.
All right. And oh, and then the sorry, we got awestruck on Chris Evans here. And Ramen Sucker Punch, which is available on YouTube. Great stuff. So hit that one up.
Yes. One last comment about that movie. I totally forgot about it. Okay. So do you know one part that made me laugh? Is, do you remember? I'm just saying, like, it's memorying for me. So do you remember when they went to go deliver the food to the last guy? And he was complaining about how long it took them to get there, right? Wow. It took him a long time to get the food. And the dude's complaining. And then that one dude just turned around, smack, right across the mouth. And then turned around and walked away. I busted out laughing
at that moment. Took the 100 and walked out. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, that is awesome. Yeah. I laughed very hard. I just wasn't expecting that. I don't know why.
I know. That's. That's why, like, they upped the stakes, right? They upped this acts of aggression, right? When he did that, I'm like, uh-oh. I laughed, too, because it was just so jarring where he's just, like, ripping the, why does it take two of you guys? Oh, you can't do it by yourself, whatever. Smack, give me that 100. You better be able to break 100.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
Nope. Yep.
No delivery driver would want to break 100, you idiot.
No. Not one bit, actually.
That was awesome. Just wham. Just
dude, I laughed very hard, for sure.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing at all, actually. That's the funny part. So
No, he said the service was great, and he tipped me 100, so we're good.
Yeah.
I also like the first delivery driver where he's like, shit, oh, shit, you'll listen. Oh, yeah. I freaking hate this job, man. See, nothing makes sense around here. And then the guy's just sitting there like, okay, cool. Oh, I gotta go, man. He's just like all up in arms about getting deliveries, man. That's pretty funny. That also made me laugh. See?
That's a good movie. Great movie. It's a good movie. Yeah, exactly.
So, Lightyear and Ramen Sucker Punch.
Yep.
Great film. Let us know your thoughts. Also, hit us up on ideas for what you would like us to watch next. That's, I think, pretty crucial at this point. I think that's like what we want. We want to see whatever indie stuff you got for us. So
seriously, and have you talked to Dan Lotz at all about interviews?
Well, we got to start those. I think we owe it to other directors to do that. So yeah, but yes, yeah, we will. We absolutely will.
Yeah, I just think that if not, Dan, hit us up. We'd love to do a little bit of talking with you. We got a couple other people we're gonna reach out to too.
We gotta get on that.
Yeah, for sure.
So, all right, cool.
All right, guys.
So hit the like and subscribe. Oh, no, yeah, you're good. Hit the like and subscribe. And tweet us, email us, whatever. Just do it.
Everything's down below. Down below. Have a great week, guys.
Have a wonderful day.